Shalom to all. Today's episode is Shalom Miguel Dafyud Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's episode sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sarbasi Baka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara begins with a question. Toilin Bisparim, Ain Toilin, Leibit Film of Leibit Mezuzos. Toilin over here refers to when a cipher is writing and he forgets a word by accident. So when you say that yes, Toilin, that means he can hang it. In other words, he could write it in the empty space above the place where he missed. Sometimes you do that when you're writing notes on a piece of paper. You realize that you forgot a word, so you just write it a little bit above where the other words, and there's always that empty space in between the lines. So with Svarim, meaning Tanakh, Tarnavim Ksuvim, this cipher could be titled the word that he forgot. However, by Tefillin Mezuzos, that's not allowed to be done, and that seems to be another difference that our Mishnah doesn't mention. Remember, our Mishnah had said, Ein Bein Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos, El of the following things. Why didn't it mention this? And the answer is that actually there is no difference, because Svarim Ksuvim Tefillin Mezuzos, Ein Tefillin Behen, if Svarim were written like Tefillin Mezuzos, with very small letters and very little space in between the lines, then you're not allowed to be titled a word that was left out. And also, Tefillin Mezuzos, Ksuvim Ksvarim, Tefillin Behen, if Tefillin Mezuzos are written like Svarim, with large letters and a lot of space in between the lines, then it's not a problem to be titled either, so it's not considered a difference. Have we gone to a number of other dinim? Reb Zayir says, B'shim Rav Imi, Haya Kaisev Eile Am Am. Let's say the person wrote Eile Am Am. In other words, he was really supposed to write El Ha'am, but instead of doing that, he wrote the Hey pretty close to the Aleph Lamed, so it could be read as Eile Am Am. Is that kosher or not? And the answer is, Im Haysa Parsha Suya Kain, kosher, Vim Lav Pasol. If the whole rest of the parsha was written like that, meaning there was a significant gap in between all the letters, so then it would be kosher, because even though the Hey is pretty close to the Aleph Lamed, anyway, the letters happen to be spaced out far enough, and therefore it could be read as El Ha'am as it is supposed to be, and therefore wouldn't be a problem. However, all the other letters are placed very close together, and it's only the Hey which is close to the Aleph Lamed, then it's possible. The Gemara continues with more dinim, and here we just have an introductory phrase. Reb Zayir says, B'shem Rav Imi Barchanina, Kiksav Svarim, Kiksav Tefillin Mezuzos, just like the halacha supply by writing with Svarim, same thing with Tefillin Mezuzos. We're going to see what dinim we're referring to. And so the first one is Reb Zayir says, B'shem Rav, Nikem Nekev Yurecha Shal Hey. If there's a hole in the leg of the hay, we know that hay is basically made up of the letter Dalid, and then underneath the end of the roof of the hay, there's a little mini leg over there. So what about in the leg of the Dalid part of the hay? There's a hole in the parchment. Now the problem with that is as follows. There's a din that every single letter needs to be Mukaf Gvil. It has to be surrounded on all sides by parchment. But when there's a hole in the bottom of the leg, that means it's not Mukaf Gvil. So is the letter Kasher or not? So the answer is Imkar Dav Nishtar Shom Yarech Ketana Kasher Vimlav Pasol. If some of the ink of the bottom of the letter could be scraped away, and that's going to reveal a little bit of parchment underneath, so now it's Mukaf Gvil, and there's still going to be enough left of that leg that it's considered a Yarech Ketana. It's a small leg, meaning it's the minimum size shear that the leg of the hay is allowed to be, so it's kosher. But if not, then it's pasul. Now another din, Reb Zayir says, B'shem Rav Chizda, Hoya HaGimel Mechalas HaGvil. Let's say a gimel is written at the edge of the parchment, and so it's the same issue by the part of that leg. It's not Mukaf Gvil, so it's the same thing. Im Gardav Nishtar Shom Yarech Ketana, kosher Vimlav Pasul. If he could scrape away a little bit of the ink, and there's still going to be enough of that leg of the gimel, and it's the minimum shear, then it's kosher. If not, then it's pasul. Now here we have a third din. Reb Zayir says, B'shem Ashyon Bar Nidva, the Nikev Nekev Be'emtza Beis. If there's a hole in the middle of the letter Beis, so Im Hayo HaGvil Makifa Mekal Tzad, kosher V'mlav Pasul. If the parchment surrounds it on all sides, then it's kosher. If not, then it's pasul. Now Reb Zayir comments on all three of these dinim that he just mentioned. Asid Rav Chizda Kerav, Utrehein Pligin, Al Shitasid Ashyon Bar Nidva. Rav Chizda is just like Rav, those are the first two memras, and both of them argue with Ashyon Bar Nidva. Now why is that? So according to Reb Zayir, Ashyon Bar Nidva holds of a din called Chak Toiches, which really everyone holds of a din. It's just that he applies it in a way that they would argue. Chak Toiches basically means carved out from inside. Let's say, for example, a cipher splashes ink on the parchment, and then he just scrapes away and blots out whatever he doesn't want, and lo and behold, you have a letter remaining there. That's pasul because that's called chak toiches. It's been etched or carved or hollowed out, as opposed to having been written. We know the letter has to be written, it can't just be hollowed out with the letter remaining there. This is something that everybody agrees to. Now, Ashyon Bar Nidva, according to Reb Zayir, holds when you're scraping away some of the letter in order to reveal the parchment, so now that it's Mukaf Gvil, that's also a problem of chak toiches, so that's why he holds Rav Chizda and Rav argue with Ashyon Bar Nidva. Amri the Chum Besmer said, Asid Ashyon Bar Nidva, Rabbi Yochanan. Ashyon Bar Nidva is really saying like what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, as we're going to see in a moment, and he's not arguing with Rav and Rav Chizda, he's talking about something else. This time we have a Brisa, Irvasa Oisais, let's say the letters got mixed up, which means two letters are actually touching each other, so Isanayan Tani Kasher, Isanayan Tani Pasol, then those that teach as Kasher, those that teach as Pasol, and Rav Adabar Shimon says, Bashim Rabbi Yochanan, Mandamar Kasher, Milamaton, Mandamar Pasol, Milamalon. The one that says it's Kasher is referring to below, one that's referring to its Pasol is talking about above. Kigain, for example, Artsenu Tifartenu. And if you look at the last last two letters of the words Artzenu Tefartenu, so that's a Nun Vav, they end with the same letters, and the difference is as follows. If the top of the Nun and the top of the Vav are connected, that's Pasul, that's what we mean Milamalon, whereas if the bottom of the Nun and Vav are connected, that's Kusher. Why is that? So when they're connected on the bottom, the main part of the letter was already written Bekashrus, because the Nun was written properly, and then the majority of the Vav was written properly, and it's only the bottom of the Vav which got connected to the Nun, and since the bottom of the Vav is not the main part of the letter, as we had just learned before, you could technically scrape away the bottom of the Vav, and then it would be separate from the Nun, so that's why it would be Kusher. As opposed to, if the top of the Vav and the Nun got connected with each other, the top is the main part of the letter, that's Ma'akev, and that means that the letter wasn't written Bekashrus yet, and that's why it's Pasul. As Rav Chizkiya and Rav were talking about when the bottom of the letters were connected, whereas Ashi and Bar Nidva was talking about when the top or the middle of the letter was connected, and they're actually not arguing. The Gemara just concludes, Artzecha, Tzricha, Tefartecha, Tzricha, they're both Artzecha and Tefartecha, these two words, which end with a end of Chaf, a Chaf Seifis. So the question is, let's say the middle of the Chaf Seifis is connected with the Saf or the Tzadik, what's then with that? And we don't have an answer to it. And once we had a member Shem Rabbi Yechanan, we bring another one, which is connected to davening, doesn't have to do with Safros. Or V'achab Reb Shimon says, Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Yamid Adam Yispal Makam Gvaya, a person shouldn't stand and daven in a very high place. Matam, why is that? So Rav Baba Shem Rav Papa, Mima Makim Krisicho Hashem, the Pasuk says, I call out to Hashem from the depths. So therefore, a person should be in a low place. Another member of Adabar Shimon says, Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Lo Yamid Adam Yispal V'tzarchlan Akaivav, a person shouldn't stand and daven when he has to go to the bathroom. Matam, what's the source for that? That's because the Pasuk says, He can likras al kach Yisrael, you should prepare to greet your God, Yisrael, which means you should prepare yourself by making sure that you relieve yourself so you don't have to go to the bathroom. Now, Omer of Simon, he says, what's the understanding? His chavin likras al kach Yisrael, his chavin is lashon of kavana, and a person can't have kavana if he has to relieve himself. So make sure you do that before you daven. Yud Gimel Beis on top, we continue with this. Omer of Alexandri, the Pasuk says, Shamar raglcha kasher teilcha beis al kim, guard your feet when you go to the beis al kim. What does that mean? Shamar atzmacha menatipim hayotim bin raglcha, guard yourself from the drops that come out from between your legs, and that's before you go to Beis HaLakim, before you daven. Now we clarify this, Hadadat Omar, Bedakim. That's only with Dakim, with small ones, which means with urination. A person has to make sure he relieves himself with that. Aval Begasim, but with large ones, meaning a person has to make a bowel movement, it's not a big deal if a person has to go, Im Yachal Isbal Yisbal, because if he's able to hold it in, he could hold it in, and that's not going to ruin his concentration. It's only if a person has to go Kitanim, that's going to ruin his concentration. Now Rav Yaakov Rav Yos says, B'shem Ravacha, Shemar Ragalcha, Kasher Telcha Beis HaLakim. What does this mean? Shemar Atzmacha, Kshetia Nikrel Beis HaLakim, Shetia Tar V'naki. You should guard yourself that when you're being called to the house of Hashem, meaning when you're going up to Shemaim after 120, that you should be pure and clean. That's what it means. And Rav Bah, he says something similar. The Pasuk tells us, Yehi Makar Chabaruch, literally translated, that means your source should be blessed. But what does it mean here? Yehi Mikra'echa Lekever Baruch, your calling to the Kever should be blessed. Also meaning you should go up free from sin. And Rav Berechi tells us, the Pasuk says, Eis Loledes Ve'Eis Lamos, a time to give birth and a time to die. And what do we learn from here? Ashri Adam Shas Misasek Shas Leidasai, praiseworthy is the person that his time of death is just like the time of birth. Just like when he was born, he was clean and free of sin. So too, when he dies, he should be zeicha to be clean and free of sin. And we go back to discussing safros. Rabba says, B'shem Rav Yehuda, Hay asay kechatzi chalita. If a person is writing a mezuzah, like chatzi chalita, basically he's writing it like a tower, or really like an inverted tower, basically wide on top and narrow on bottom. So how many words do the lines have to have? Shur hal yoyna, shiyesh lamate menashtayim, the upper line that has two below it, meaning whichever line is going to have two words below it, so that line above has to have three words, and the middle one has two words, and the bottom one could even have the words Al-Aretz, meaning it could even have one word, and the word Al-Aretz is considered one word, because if you were writing it out just plain, it would have a makif, that line that connects the two words, so it's considered like one. In other words, the Gemara is telling us that the top line would be three words, the next one two, and then the bottom one one, and that's the way to properly write it. Another memra, as he was writing like a simpine, which is machlokes what it is. According to some, it's an hourglass figure. So shurel yoyna sheish lamata shtayim shalish tevyos hatachtoina shtayim, the upper line has three, then the next one has two, and vem tzoyis any idea, the middle line, I don't know what it has. Is it allowed to have just one like in the previous case, or does it have to have two? And we continue with more dinim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar La, Rabbi Yirmiyah said the following, that Rabbi Zaira said b'shem Rav Chisda. However, Rabbi Yoyin, Rabbi Yoisa, Trey and Amrin, both of them say that Rabbi Zaira said b'shem Ashin Bar Nidva, and Chevraya Amri, they say that Rabbi Zaira said b'shem Rav Chananel. Now what's this member that was said? If the ink is coming out of holes, it's pasul, which means if there's holes in the parchment and they're so wide that the ink the cipher is writing with, it goes through the holes, then they're pasul. So Ketsuraisa, what's an idea? How could he fix this up? He could lick the ink with his tongue, and it's going to stay. Somehow the tongue is going to help pull the ink together and basically seal up the hole so that it doesn't go through it, and then that would be fine. Let's say the cipher made a mistake mistake and he accidentally left out Shem Hashem. He's writing a pasuk and he simply forgot to write Shem Hashem. What does he do? Says Tanai Tani, Toilas Hashem. Some say he's Toilas Shem Hashem, which, as we said in the beginning of the Gemara, that he writes in the space in between the two lines, so he's writing it right above where he's writing the pasuk. However, it's Tanai Tani, those that teach, he erases one of the regular words in the line, because of his Hashem, and in that place he writes Shem Hashem, Vitoilas Achol, and then the word that he just erased, that he writes above the line. According to this Manda Amar, that's because it's not covered to Shem Hashem to write it above the line. The loch is like the second Manda Amar, he erases a regular word, writes Shem Hashem in the regular line, and then he puts the word that he just erased up above his title it. Now continuing with this, if the three words we forgot were, for example, the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then it's mutter to write them above, it could be title of them. So let me clarify, lama, why would that be? Is it mipnei shein shalosh tevos, because it's three words altogether, so they're kind of read as their own line, and it's not just one random word being written above the main sentence, it's three words, so it's like its own chashev thing by itself, and that's why we're allowed to write it above, even though it has Shem Hashem, oh, mipnei sheyesh bei chayol, or maybe it's because it has a word that's chayol there, ani, that's the word that's chayol, and that's why it's permitted. As the Gemara, what's the practical difference between these two answers? The answer is Kel Elikim Hashem. Let's say the three words that the Sefer forgot were these three words, Kel Elikim Hashem. In Tehu Bnei Shehin Shalish Tevios, if you want to say it's because it's three words, so I read in Shalish Tevios. It's three words, then they're allowed to be written a little bit above. Whereas in Tehu Bnei Shehin Shalish, if you want to say the reason why Ani Hashem Lekechem is allowed to be written above is because it has a word that's Chol, while I read Ein by Chol, these three words, Kel Elikim Hashem, doesn't have any Chol, so it's not allowed to be written above. Now we have a question regarding this. La Hashem Tzricha, Ba Hashem Tzricha. Let's say the word that he forgot wasn't just plain Shem Hashem. It either had a lamed before it, that's La Hashem, or it had a bays before it, Ba Hashem. And the question is, since the lamed and the bays are chayol, they're not part of Shem Hashem, it's just a regular plain letter, so maybe this word La Hashem or Ba Hashem, he would be allowed to be titled above, or maybe not, since it's not three words together, perhaps it wouldn't be allowed, and we don't have an answer to this question. We have one more discussion. Rav Shisha Bered Rav Chananel Amar, Tarch Lechtav Hey Lamata Merkuvais of Shalamed. He has to write the letter Hey below the bent part, the knee of the lamed, in the word Hal Hashem Tigmeluzois. This is in the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, and this then is that we have the main bend of the lamed. If you take a look at the letter lamed over here, you'll see it has a part that reaches higher above all the other letters, and then it has the main body, which then curves downwards into the leg, so that's our kuvaisov, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this main bend of the knee going downwards, so the hey of Hal Hashem has to be written smaller below that main body of the lamed. Now why is that? Because we want to read it as Hal Hashem Tegmuzois. It sounds like two different words, and that's what the Gemara concludes with, explaining clearly, it's then understood as follows, Ha, whoa, La Hashem Tigmeluzois, you do this to Hashem, and the way to see this clearly is again, by writing the hey smaller and a little bit below the lamed, and that we understand that that's what the pasuk is trying to tell us. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with more Dinam of Safras, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.